Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're speaking with Tim Young, who's a day trader for Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Nice relaxing week. I suppose you had the relaxation of the Thanksgiving yesterday. Slowed things down a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I think relaxing is one word for it. Yeah. Boring could be described as another word, but yeah, it's been sideways movement the whole week, really. Quite tedious, putting it bluntly.
Right, but we are holding above 6,700, and also, I suppose, given that the recent trend is, or the move has been to the upside, you probably still be looking for that to prevail in the end.
It's been really not really much happening each day. You know, I've been grabbing bits of profit when I can on the daily movements, but it looks like the market's waiting until this Thanksgiving holiday weekend is over, and then hopefully we'll start moving again. It just seems that after the whole volatility with the election, it's all just calmed down. No one really seems to know, you know, like, what do we do now? What direction is it going to go now, you know?
Or even what we should be wishing for, which is, you know, with strong dollar, weak dollar, stocks benefiting, not benefiting, it's difficult, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, maybe that will continue until Donald Trump actually starts his presidency. I don't know. But so much sideways movement. It's unbelievable. In fact, looking at the 4-hourly chart, it's quite remarkable just how sideways it's been. Although the longer this sideways movement goes on, the more time it's giving it to unwound any overbought. So it does look like there's upside potential, but it's just, you know, it's been sideways now for, well, getting on for over a week of just really nothing.
Right. Possible buy signal coming up in the stochastic there, is that right? Looking for that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's a long time in the making, and you've got the MACD histogram rising. So, yes, that's the way I would look at that chart. Obviously, I do look at things through a bullish perspective at the moment. But, that's how I would read that chart.
Okay, and then going on to the hourly chart, any pearls of wisdom from that?
Oh, that's actually the daily chart.
The daily chart.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we've got that ridiculously long candlestick wick going back, you know, back to the election there. And since then, you know, the market's just trended sideways, not trended, traded sideways. The RSI is pointing up. I think there's room for that to go higher. The stochastics have still got room to go higher, but it's, you know, it's not. I don't think there's going to be any spectacular moves anytime soon. Maybe next week. But having said that, I don't see much downside bias on that market. I think that candlestick, with the long wick, does tell quite a big picture about the future direction of the market.
Yes, yeah, so it's almost as if that's the sort of behaviour we used to see when it was down at 6,000. You'd have any dips below 6,000 were bought into quite aggressively.
Exactly, yeah. So it's really just grabbing profits where you can at the moment as a short-term trader and waiting for the, you know, as I see it, the uptrend to develop again.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. Tim, a young day trader at Iondo, have a good weekend, and hopefully we'll see you again after a more active trading week this time next week.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.